Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi. Hello. It's me. It's Josh Bow from Pod Maverick, one of the many editors over at MavsMoneyBall.com, coming to you with another edition of Pod Maverick After Dark, a victorious Pod Maverick After Dark where the Dallas Mavericks beat the Denver Nuggets 131-130 in Dallas on a Tuesday night. And what might have been the best game in the NBA this season, excluding that OKC San Antonio NBA Cup game. This was entertaining from start to finish. This was a lot of high quality execution. This was not a lot of defense, but a lot of incredible shot making. And it's just me tonight. As if you listen to the podcast after the New Orleans loss last night on Monday, Kirk Henderson is out, for the holidays. He's traveling for the holidays, and he's already covered for me for like two or three games. So he needs the night off. He's been driving all day on a road trip for the holidays. So well-deserved break. So it's just going to be me. Since it's just going to be me, I don't know how long I will talk, but I will talk as long as I can, because this was obviously a very interesting game. And I apologize. There won't be a Mavs party after this because Kirk, that's Kirk's thing, man. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. It's his superpower, but I don't have that dog in me, but we're going to talk. And I see that there's some of you guys are here watching live. And if you're not watching live, you're watching the audio feed. We also appreciate you guys listening. And I'm sure you guys are excited. This was a pretty awesome game. The Mavericks have now beaten the Denver Nuggets twice this season, and they've lost to the New Orleans Pelicans twice. The New Orleans Pelicans have 8 wins, and the Denver Nuggets have 8 losses. 2 of those for each are the Dallas Mavericks, who are 12-19, and I believe they're either 11th or 10th. So yeah, they're still 11th. They're not even in the play-in. And they've lost to New Orleans twice, and they've beaten the Nuggets twice. It's pretty funny. I'm done saying anything about this Mavs team. I am done trying to predict. I'm done trying to call it. I thought that they had turned the corner and they were a good team after they'd won four out of five, and they beat the Nuggets, they beat the Heat, they beat the Rockets. I was like, all right, they're just a good team. Then they lose 3 out of 4. They lose to New Orleans again, and now it's like, okay, maybe they're not that good. But I even said after New Orleans game, I was like, they're probably going to beat the Nuggets. Like, that wouldn't surprise me. And of course they do. So anyone that has a definitive take about this team, other than they will not get blown out, they will play as hard as they can till the whistle ends, and they will keep a game close and competitive. After that, spin the roulette wheel of outcomes, and I will absolutely believe it. But I'm done trying to, you know, form this team into some defined archetype. Like, they are a wild ass team that plays hard. They're competitive. After that, who knows? Maybe they lose. Maybe they win. Maybe they're bad. Maybe they're good. I don't know. It changes seemingly every week. But for this game, I mean, the Mavericks kind of have the Nuggets number now at this point. I mean, they just obviously no Aaron Gordon, who's out with a hamstring. That's very big for them. No Christian Brown. That's also very big. So this is a compromised Nuggets team, and the Mavericks attacked them pretty perfectly, to use an imperfect word there. The Mavericks shot 57% from the field. Man, they've had a lot of, for a Mavericks team that has been flirting with one of the worst offenses in team history for most of the season, they have had a lot of games above 55% shooting from the field. They were 53 of 93 from the floor. They had 66 points in the paint after they had 60 some odd points in the paint last night against New Orleans. When this Nuggets team doesn't have Brown and doesn't have Aaron Gordon specifically, they are very neutered in what they can do defensively. To me, the key of the game was the Mavericks roasted Jokic in the pick and roll. They dragged him as far from the rim as they could. Jokic kind of likes to play a little bit drop. He will come up because he's got good hands. He won't necessarily sag all the way back like to such an extreme, but he's not going to play up on the pick and roll unless he's blitzing or hard doubling, which he did a little bit in the fourth quarter in the second half, and it still didn't really work. So when they got Jokic up, the way the Nuggets can play defense this way is Jokic can go up a little bit and screen and roll when teams are going to try to take advantage of Jokic. Well, then you have Aaron Gordon on the back line who might be, you know, I talk about PJ Washington being one of the best wing shot blockers in the league. It's Aaron Gordon. He might be the best help side defender in the NBA. So when Jokic is up, they don't lose size and shot blocking on the back line because Gordon is there to rotate over. Without Gordon, they don't really have it. Peyton Watson is kind of a facsimile of that, but he is not as strong and he's just not as good as Aaron Gordon, just quite frankly. The Nuggets had one block in this game. They could not do anything with the Mavericks at the rim. They got Jokic in space, tortured Jokic in space, and then it was just a layup line behind Jokic because the Nuggets lineup was very small behind Jokic. I mean, they had Peyton Watson, who's pretty rangy, but then, you know, Jamal Murray, Spencer Jones, Cam Johnson, you know, Jonas Valanciunas played 14 minutes, but then the rest of their bench that played the heaviest minutes, you know, Tim Hardaway Jr., Bruce Brown, we're talking about guards. You know, they don't have their only bigs tonight were Jonas and Jokic. And they even played both of those guys at the same time because I think they were getting so fed up with what the Mavericks were doing in the fourth quarter. But to me, that was the story of the game. And it was two stories. It was that. It was how the Mavericks attacked the Nuggets in the paint with the Nuggets not having Aaron Gordon. I thought they were very good about that. Coop was awesome. We'll talk about Coop. Don't worry. The Mavericks were very surgical in how they attacked this Nuggets lineup. Like they read the scouting report. They knew what they wanted to do, and they were very comfortable. The second point is the Nuggets started this game like they didn't want to be here. And I don't know what it's going to take for NBA teams to take this Mavericks team seriously. I've talked about it before, but these good teams just kind of, they think they're going to get a win because they're playing a team that's 11th place. So they think it's a bad team. And clearly this Mavericks team is not as bad as their record. Like, I think that's another thing we know. We know the Mavericks aren't that great. We know that they might not make the playoffs, but we also know that they're not as bad. They're not as bad as the 19 losses that they have. I mean, they've got 19 losses. Only four of them were uncompetitive. They've played a zillion clutch games. There's a reason why they've lost those clutch games. It's not all luck. You know, part of that is just the roster and how it is. But also, there are so many clutch games because they refuse to get run out of the gym and they play harder usually than the other team. And the Nuggets had no business starting this game. They didn't want to start this game at all. They thought that they could walk out here and kind of give 50% and kind of come home with a win. And the Mavericks were like, no. And the Mavericks got out to, 18, 19, 20, 21-point lead in the first half. And they were making it look easy. So that's the game, because the Nuggets, once the Nuggets took the game seriously, I mean, they outscored the Mavericks after the first quarter. But it didn't matter, because the Mavericks outscored the Nuggets by 14 points in the first quarter. The Nuggets just couldn't overcome that. I mean, the Nuggets won the next three quarters by 13. So it didn't matter. You won quarters 2 through 4 by 13 points. It doesn't matter when you lose the first by 14. So that's why if the Nuggets start this game with any level of force and effort, they probably win this game, but the Mavericks wouldn't let them have it. So the Mavericks played harder, and that's honestly kind of why they won the game. And then we can get into the nuts and bolts. But if the Mavericks aren't up 14 at the end of the first, if the Nuggets are, let's say the Nuggets are up 5, 6, 7, even 2 or 3, the Nuggets probably win the game. So that's the two things to me, is how the Mavericks purposely attacked this Nuggets compromised defense. And then another part of it is, the Mavericks started the game better than the Nuggets did. Got to get to Cooper Flagg. Incredible night. 33 points on 21 shots. He was 14-21 from the floor. 4 of 6 from three. That's easily the most threes he's made in a game this season. Previous career high was 3. He made 4 threes tonight. He entered this game the month of December. 1, 2, 3. He had 4 threes made total in the month of December. He made 4 tonight. That was huge. 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 turnovers. Dude, the turnovers are insane. I can't believe he doesn't have more turnovers. His passing and his vision is so much better than I thought. He was so good at the rim. He was so good attacking downhill. He was so good at exploiting the Nuggets without Aaron Gordon. Coop was 5 of 7 at the restricted area. He was 4 of 6 in the paint. And when I talk about the Nuggets, they drew Jokic out. The Mavericks drew Jokic out. There was nothing on the back line. And I felt like Cooper got dunk, layup. Just Jokic being near the free throw line, trying to guard the primary action. Swing to Cooper. He was hitting the rim. Maybe creeping up the baseline when Anthony Davis had the ball at the nail. Just very smart. Again, purposeful is how I would describe how the Mavericks played offense tonight. And Cooper was incredible. He was the best player on the floor in a game that had, Nikola Jokic have 29 points and 14 assists. In a game that had Jamal Murray had 31 points and 14 assists, Cooper Flagg was the best player on the floor tonight, and he was the reason why the Mavericks won. So Cooper was incredible. Defensively could be a little bit better. I feel like the off-ball splashy plays have kind of decreased a little bit, but when he's playing offense like this, kind of who cares? I mean, obviously he's still a good defensive player. It wasn't as impactful tonight as it usually is, but that's because the Nuggets are just really good. Even this compromised version of the Nuggets. the Mavericks are very confident with Cooper at the end of games. I mean, he is running the show. I mean, he was running the show in the clutch possessions in the final 3 minutes. He had this is really the game, the assist. I think the Mavericks were up one. Let me go back to the play-by-play. I want to make sure. The assist he had to Najee Marshall for a three-pointer in the final seconds. I think it was the last Mavericks made field goal of the game. Yeah, with 125 left. Mavericks are up three. Yeah, they're up 125-128. Jokic just made a layup. And the Nuggets have been hard doubling Cooper in the final 2 minutes of this game. Ball swings to Cooper. Cooper does, I hate to say it, I don't want to say his name in this podcast. I'm trying to be better about it. I mean, he makes the Luka cross-court weak side pass from strong side to weak side. Like right in Najee's shooting pocket. I mean, you couldn't have put the ball better there, even if he was right next to him and just kind of handed it to him. I mean, he put it right where Najee needed it, made the three. They go up six with 125 left. And that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of the game. The Nuggets get a three. They get two threes to kind of get it close. They get a three and then a Jokic layup to get it close. The Mavericks offense kind of gets gummed up after that. You know, they're hard doubling. Ryan Nimhard kind of hesitates on swinging the ball to the corner, misses an awkward shot. And then with 7 seconds left, Peyton Watson misses a wide open corner three. So, I mean, the Mavericks could have lost this game if that shot goes down and Watson was wide open, but Watson was wide open on purpose. He made zero shots this game. He scored 4 points on four free throws. He was 0-2 from three. 0-for-3 overall from the floor. You want Peyton Watson taking that shot and compared to anyone else on the floor. So yeah, maybe not the best defense, but that's also defense you would take.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Someone's saying, or is no one going to say anything about Josh's camera? We can only see his eyes. Sorry, not to interrupt. My view looks fine. Not sure what's going on, but from what I can tell from my vantage point, everything looks okay for me. So I apologize if the camera looks weird, but it looks fine to me from what I can tell. Great. This was a great win. Anthony Davis was incredible. He really has been taking it to Jokic. He took it to Jokic in the first game. He had 31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. I thought the Davis Cooper flag 2-man game was really good both ways, which was nice to see. I want to see Davis doing some inverted pick and rolls with Cooper. I want to see him handling the ball and finding Cooper on backdoor cuts and off ball movement, because Cooper is such a devastatingly good off ball player. I thought those two played really well. Ryan Nimhard played well again, making shots when he needed to, rebounding, you know, bouncing back from that really bad loss to New Orleans. He had 7 assists. He had 1 turnover. The Mavericks had, what do they have? They had 11 turnovers. The Nuggets only had 7 offensive rebounds, and the Mavericks beat them in the turnover game. And the Mavericks made 11 of 27 from 3, 41%. And those are the three categories. Like, when you look at a Mavericks team, look at turnovers, look at offensive rebounds, look at threes. If they're competitive in 2 out of those 3 categories, they're probably going to win. They're better at the offensive glass. They control the offensive glass. They're better on turnovers. That's 2 categories they won, even though the Nuggets made 9 more 3-pointers than them. They were 20 of 41 from 3. The Nuggets also shot 57% from the floor. So neither of these teams could really guard. But it was a fun game. I mean, only 25 total free throws. Not a lot of free throws, not a lot of fouls. I mean, this game moved with a really nice pace. And it was really fun to watch. I mean, the Mavericks couldn't stop the Jokic-Murray two-man game. Not a lot of teams can. They couldn't keep track of Tim Hardaway Jr., who had a fun homecoming. He was 7 of 12 from three. He was unconscious. Najee Marshall played well again. Jaden Hardy started and was actually like pretty good. 10 points on 9 shots, gave them a shot in the arm that they needed. Caleb Martin scored 9 points. I got to look this up. Those 9 points might be the most. I mean, he entered this game. He entered this game with one. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. His last 9 games, Caleb Martin has a total of 9 points, and he had 9 points against the Nuggets. The Nuggets tried to put Jokic on Martin because they wanted to get him away from being involved in direct pick and roll action, and the Mavericks obviously aren't going to screen with Caleb Martin because they kind of want him away from the ball as much as possible. And Martin made a couple shots against Jokic when Jokic was just giving him the Tony Allen treatment or just not guarding him at all. He had 3 assists. He had 2 steals. He played a really good game. They probably don't win this game without what he produced. I mean, he shot the ball 6 times. That's a lot. I think that's the most he shot in a game this season. Yeah, it is. And the 9 points are also a season high. This is a guy averaging 1.3 points per game this season, and he scores 9 against one of the best teams in the NBA. Just goes to show how weird this game is. I've already talked for 18 minutes. I apologize. It's a little bit shorter. Not going to do an ad break and come back around, which I'm sure Kirk might be pissed off at. We're trying to get to the holidays right now. I know this is a great game. Me and Kirk get together, we'll have more to say for sure. But I just can't say enough about Cooper. I think I saw a stat, you know, he had 30, what was his final stat line? It was 33, 9, and 9. I saw, you know, youngest player to have, you know, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. He would have been the youngest player, I think, to have a triple-double if he would have got one more of each. But I can't say enough about this team's competitive spirit. I don't know what that means in the standings. They're still a game back of Portland for 10th. I don't know what they're going to do to go to close the season. I don't know what trades they're going to make. I don't know. I keep thinking I know, and then they lose to New Orleans, and then they beat Denver in a back-to-back. And it's like, how could you know? The only thing I know is they're not going to lose. They're not going to get blown out. They haven't been blown out since the middle of November. They have 4 total blowout losses this season out of 19 losses. They will play hard, and you can't count them out until the buzzer ends, even with all the clutch losses they have. I think they have like 14 clutch losses. So this was a fun game. Great game for the home crowd as well. The Mavericks will be on the road for the Christmas game against the Warriors. So this was, you know, a fun game for fans that, you know, off school, kiddos are out of school, adults are off work. So this was a good game. Ooh, should have hit the mute button. Couldn't do it. So this was a fun game for the fans too. So that's going to do it for me. Appreciate you guys joining me tonight. Mavericks win. Mavericks win. This team is hilarious. Don't count them out, or also count them out. I don't know. Mavericks beat the Denver Nuggets 131-130. We will see if Kirk will be back for the Christmas game, if I will be back on the Christmas game. We'll figure that out. Maybe we'll give Kirk one more night off. We'll see. But obviously we both have families, and that Christmas game is like right in the middle of the early evening, late afternoon. So we'll see what we can do. Obviously we'll be here. Just don't know in what form. Check out Mavs Moneyball. We're going to have recap and stats. We'll try to see if we get some good content out of this win and go from there. This is Josh Bowe, Pod Maverick, Mavs Moneyball. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you guys Christmas night after the Warriors game. Take care.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu, is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.